I was reading in the paper the other day that a well-known starlet had acquired a pet alligator. Now, this seems to be the in thing these days, exotic pets. And, well, you know me, I don't like to be left behind. So I popped into a rather unusual new pet shop that's open in Chelsea. It was called Bona Pets. Hello, shop. Anyone there?
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Excuse us being all covered in hair, but we've just been stripping a borzoi.
Well, that is well, at least we thought it was a borzoi. When we stripped him, we found it was just a hairy whippet.
Well, I must say it's unusual finding you working in a place like this.
Oh, we're just filling in, aren't we? We're filling in between commercials.
Oh, yes.
We just done one commercial where Jewel was playing this big film director, wasn't you?
Oh, yes.
And I was supposed to be this big star. Mm. So anyway, we just finished making this million-dollar epic, and I have to say to him, where are you going for your holidays, Bermuda?
And I say, no, don't be daft. I'm going to holiday camp. Mm. Get your own chalet, hot and cold, babysitters laid on. There's simply loads of talent waiting to be discovered.
And I say, oh, fabe. And off we... And then off we troll to Skegness. Mm. We go, what can we do for you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a pet.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, dogs are nice.
Dogs, yes.
Don't you think they're nice, Jewel?
Very, yes. We've got a plethora of dogs here.
Plethora he's got.
How'd you fancy a little chihuahua?
No, thank you. No, I don't smoke.
Only bold. He means a Mexican airless. Mexican airless? I just thought that was very suitable for you. Oh, you have your poodle, Fabulosa.
Oh,
a poodle. That's a noble beast, don't it, Jewel?
Noble, yes.
Noble, isn't it?
No. You can have them, what? We can have them any colour you like, really. I mean, you've got your blue rinse, you've got your grey rinse, you can have any colour to match your barnet.
Mm. Now we're back on the Mexican airless again.
Well, what sort of dog would you recommend?
Well, we've got some new strains, what we bred ourselves. There's Cyril, he's half and half, you know. Half King Charles Spaniel, half Fox Terrier. We call him a Fox Cocker.
Or you can have your Doberman Wolfhound, your wire-haired Dalmatian. Then there's Queenie. She's a cross between a German sausage dog and a greyhound.
Sort of grey sausage dog hound.
Yes, that's right. She stands 4 foot high with her belly dragging on the ground. Mean. She may not look much, but she'd an half go.
Well, it's not exactly what I had in mind. What about this little chap on the counter? He seems very quiet and well behaved. A Yorkshire Terrier, isn't it?
Taller than a floor mop.
I thought he had a rather long tail.
Are you absolutely set on a dog?
Not really, no. I just wanted something out of the ordinary.
Oh. Well, what about a twin set?
Oh, yeah.
Twin set would be nice, wouldn't it? Hamster and tortoise. Marvellous for dealing with burglars.
What? Hamster and a tortoise for dealing with burglars? Mm. How?
Well, the burglar creeps in through the window, see? He sees the hamster sitting there wrinkling his nose and looking all cute. So, he gives a squeal of delight, and while he's bending down going, goochy, 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 coo, you creep up behind him and eat him with the tortoise.